And I am pleased and happy to be joined by one of the founders, along with his wife, Chris, of the Colorado Conservatory for the Jazz Arts, also one of my favorite drummers, Paul Romaine. Good morning.
Good morning, Susan. Great to be here.
It's time for the Big Band Boogie Bash. What year is this?
Oh, my God. Well, the Big Band Boogie Bash is sort of an institution in Denver and started long before we had it.
Right.
In the 70s. So I think it was originally like some folks from Metro and this band in Boulder that used to play a lot called Pandemonium, mm-hmm. You know, a lot of those guys started it, and it kind of went at the Slovenian Hall, which was in Globeville, and it went there till the mid-80s, and then it kind of disappeared for a bit, 15 years maybe, and then you know, around when we became an organization, and the Colorado Conservatory for the Jazz Arts, this is our 20th anniversary, by the way.
Congratulations.
So we got a hold of it through Andrew Hudson, who was on our board, which was really awesome. And he was kind of divvying it out to different organizations, and then we got it. And it's like, we're not letting go of this. I think we've had it now for about 15 or 16 years, I would say, solid.
And it's so much fun. Why? Because you will be entertained by some of the top high school and college
bands.
And that's going to be on Saturday, February 22nd. Looks like you've got a good lineup.
Oh, man, it's going to be amazing. We have all the university bands that are in the area, the great jazz programs from University of Colorado and Metro State University of Denver, Colorado State University, University of Northern Colorado, the Lamont School of Music from the University of Denver, and then also our high schools. We got the Creeks from the north side and the south side, Cherry Creek High School on the south and Silver Creek High School up in Longmont on the north. We are premiering our school year middle school big band that we just started, and also our CCJA high school big band. Young Colorado arrangers and composers. Our middle school band's going to play a piece by Camila Vitaitis, who is the producer of this event. She's joined us on the staff side, and we're really excited to have her. We're going to do a tune by her called Mr. V, in an homage to her dad, Remus Vitaitis, who incidentally I went to junior high school with.
Small world.
Yeah. The CCJ High School Band is going to play a tune arranged by one of our former piano players, Ben Thompson, who's currently a student at the University of Colorado. We'll be playing with that ensemble, and he wrote an arrangement of a Convergence tune that Mark Simon wrote called Sand Crab. So, you know, big band in jazz has become kind of an art form in itself. And these colleges and university bands that come in are really exploring the whole gamut of the big band tradition from the very beginnings, from Ellington, all the way up to, you know, like what's happening now with like Maria Schneider and the Vanguard Orchestra and Don Hollenbeck, you know, like all these New York bands that are really innovative. You know, the big band art form just keeps getting more and more exploratory. And so we get a great mix of some of the traditional sounds and some of the more modern sounds of the big band orchestra. And it's really amazing to experience this in one day.
And speaking of one day, when does it begin?
It's Saturday the 22nd. We're going to start at 12:30, and we're going to finish at about 8:15.
And this takes place at the Mercury Cafe. They've got food at the Mercury, too, some really good food. And the venue, it's up on the second floor, and it's a wonderful venue for this event. I've been involved with CCJA for a long time, and you don't have to go for the whole day. But once you get there, you probably won't want to leave. And just a lot of great music and a big fundraising event for the Colorado Conservatory for the Jazz Arts. And once again, as Paul mentioned, 20 years they are celebrating this year, 20 in 2020.
We have a big 20th anniversary celebration coming up in September.
That's, and it's a few days, right?
Yeah, it'll be September 11th, 12th, and 13th. We have a special guest artist, Randy Brecker, coming
out.
I can say that for officially now.
Yes. Good, good.
He's going to be like kind of hanging around through the duration of those 3 days. And also we have a VIP performance by Houston Person. And it's going to be all up and down Tennyson Street.
Yeah.
Which is going to be an amazing event, with starting with a Friday night big band dance, swing dance thing at the Carousel House at the old Elitch Gardens. And then kind of between Local 46 and the Oriental Theater. And we'll be featuring like 3 student bands, 9 alumni groups, and a night concert with the Jazz Worms. It was about 84, okay, I think, when we started yeah, playing together.
Let's get back to the Big Band Boogie Bash, yeah, in that you can get your tickets at the door. You can also get them beforehand. Should they go to jazzarts.org, or where's the best place?
That is the best place.
Okay.
You can look for events, and the Big Band Boogie Bash will be there along with the whole schedule, and you can get tickets in advance. We'll have like some merch there, CCJ hoodies and whatever we got, we'll have out.
But the music, my friends, the music is what's going to inspire you. Come on out to the Big Band Boogie Bash, Saturday, February 22nd. Starts at 12:30 and it goes till about
past 8.
Come on out and support this wonderful organization. Paul Romaine, thank you so much, man, for coming by.
Thank you, Susan, and thank Kuvo again for all you do for the community.